Welcome back. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femme Finance on the I'm Thankful Network. Joining me this morning is Seattle attorney Stacey Romberg, who's providing insight into what is considered one of the most significant pieces of tax legislation in nearly a decade. So, Stacey, one of the questions that I know that many Americans had about this bill is its impact on the deficit, because that's the thing that we hear a lot about in the mainstream news. Can you talk about the congressional estimate on the impact and then what was considered the official Obama response?
Yes. Well, according to congressional estimates, which is basically CBO, the tax deal will add $858 billion to our deficit over the next decade. And most of this amount, $545 billion, comes from two things. First of all, the extension of the income tax reductions that we have already talked about. And second, a thing that we haven't touched on yet, there were provisions in the new tax bill to adjust the alternate minimum tax for inflation through 2011. So for couples now, the AMT exemption increased from $45,000 up to $72,450. And that's going to have an impact on the deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result of that, you know, President Obama came back, and according to Larry Summers, and he is the recently departed director of the National Economic Council. And Larry Summers said, well, the best way to reduce the deficit is to boost the economy. And each additional percent increase in our gross domestic product brings down the deficit by $40 billion. And Larry Summers continued that he felt that this, because of this tax bill, it really averted what could have been a serious collapse in purchasing power, and it added more fiscal support than most observers thought at the beginning of this process would have been politically possible.
Okay. So what about this? You know, many of the estate tax provision is probably where in yours and my world, you know, the people in my professional world, we were pretty hyper aware of what was happening. And it seemed like every professional conference we went to, there was, an entire year of volleying about what was going to happen to the estate tax provision. So, again, there were a lot of financial advisors, CPAs, estate planning attorneys, citizens with their ear to this part of the legislation. And so just to make sure that everyone joining the program is clear, give us some background on the federal estate tax and the core of the political controversy that was surrounding this point of the bill.
Definitely. The federal estate tax has long been a moving target. And most recently, in 2007 and 2008, we had an exemption level at $2 million, and the top tax rate was 45%. Then in 2009, that exemption level increased to $3.5 million, and the top tax rate was again at 45%. And then, oddly enough, last year, there was no federal estate tax. So
it was the year to die, as they said, yes.
Yeah, some of the estate planners made some throw mama from the train sort of jokes related to that. But in reality, several billionaires, including, probably one of the most notable is George Steinbrenner, the owner and manager of the New York Yankees. He died last year owing no federal estate tax.
Right.
So if the tax bill had not been enacted, the federal estate tax would have returned this year with an exemption amount of $1 million, which is a big difference between the $5 million that we're looking at now, and a top tax rate of 55%.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind that these changes are only for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that level is still scheduled right now to come back in 2013. And to kind of add to the layers of complexity when we talk about this, keep in mind that many of the states also have state estate tax in addition to a federal estate tax. And for example, we're here in Washington State. Washington has a state estate tax for estates valued at over $2 million. But this whole thing is really controversial, and really out of everything involving the tax compromise, this estate tax piece was probably the thing that irked the House Democrats the most. And when Nancy Pelosi was discussing it on the House floor, she called the estate tax exemption increase an insult to injury. And she said that, you know, in order for President Obama to extend middle class tax cuts, that the Republicans required them to have $23 billion in benefits going to 6,600 of the wealthiest families in this country. Mm-hmm. And her argument is this is $23 billion is not creating jobs. And in fact, it's increasing the deficit by 8% next year.
Mm-hmm.
And to the contrary, as everybody knows, you know, the Republicans have long been opposed to the estate tax, and they don't even call it the estate tax. If you go on Fox News or other more conservative channels, it's called the death tax.
The death tax. Dun, dun, dun. Yes.
And they argue that the tax is a threat to family farms and small businesses and that sort of thing.
Right. You know, I want to talk in a second about the new estate tax provisions, but, you know, just in your professional legal opinion, Stacey Romberg, you know, what's going to happen in the next 2 years? I mean, shine up your crystal ball for me for a minute. I mean, are you, you know, as long as I've been in this industry, like we've been seeing this tunnel heading towards us. You know, we knew 2010, 2011. I remember sitting in, you know, Society of Financial Service Professionals monthly meetings. People were coming in, speakers were talking, having these conversations about what's going to happen. And it just seems like on the estate tax piece, we've just bought a little more time. So, I mean, what do you think needs to happen in the next 2 years, if I can put you on the spot a little bit?
I kind of laugh at that, because you would think, given my background, and I used to work for the U.S. Senate and draft legislation, that I would have a little bit of an extra crystal ball than most people. But in reality, I don't. And I, like most estate planning attorneys, I never, ever would have guessed that that 2010 would have happened.
No.
And would have gone away. And I'm honestly not sure what would happen, because we're looking at an election year where it's going to be really, really unpopular to fiddle with this or to decrease that exemption amount. But on the other hand, we're really looking at a huge deficit here.
So do you think that was part of the strategy then, is putting it into a 2 year category, is to land it in an election year to make it one of the sacred cows again? I mean,
probably.
Yeah. Okay. Just interesting kind of political conversation, because I think that, you know, everything that happens, you know, in Washington is definitely a strategy. You know, there's a reason for it. You know, while there's always the economic impact to it, there is some congressperson or legislator that is also thinking about, you know, the opportunity for future opportunities that the legislation, you know, is creating as well. So let's talk about the details of the new estate tax provisions. What's this guy all about now?
Basically, it exempts the first $5 million of an estate from any estate tax. So therefore, if you are a married couple, U.S. citizens, and you go to an estate planning attorney and you properly utilize both marital exemptions, that means that a married couple will be able to die and transfer $10 million to their heirs free of any federal estate tax.
Okay.
And anything above these exemption amounts will be taxed at a rate of 35%.
Okay.
And if you recall, you know, I was talking that the prior rate was 45%. So this is a decrease.
Okay.
But it, again, expires in 2 years. So estate planning attorneys are still in complete limbo, really, about how to provide any sort of realistic long-term planning options for their clients.
Mm-hmm.
And another twist to this is it also impacted the gift tax exemption. That used to be tied to the estate tax exemption, and it became basically uncoupled through, you know, a tax bill that passed several years ago. And now it's reunified. And so in layman's terms, what that really means in essence is for the next 2 years, you can also gift up to $5 million without paying any gift tax, although it counts towards your estate exemption amount. For example, if you gift $1 million, then your exemption amount will be $4 million instead of $5
million. Okay, perfect. Was there another significant and brand new change under TR 210? 2010. That was the piece that you and I were talking about in the green room. That was the these were the things that affected such a small percentage of the people. Correct.
It really does affect a pretty small percentage.
Okay.
And basically, according to there's a nonpartisan tax policy center, and according to their analysis, less than 8% of estates paid estate tax in 1976.
Okay.
And then by 2001, only 2.3% paid this tax. And in 2009, when we had the more restrictive $3.5 million exemption that was in effect, only 100 family farms and small businesses actually paid this tax.
Right. And so that's back to the point that you were making earlier that, you know, sometimes there's, I think, language put into some of this that what do they call those red herrings? You know, they're sort of dangled over to the right to distract, you know, to attract people's attention. But that, you know, it sounds so, you know, when you talk about the family farm, right, that's an emotional trigger for a lot of people that this is somehow, you know, going to be the undermining of the, you know, United States economy. The reality is, you know, it affects a very small percentage of the people, you know, inside this legislation.
Exactly. You think mom and dad die and, you know, their kids, Harry and Sally, get the farm. And then all of a sudden the federal government comes upon them like the wrath
in,
of God,
right?
And says you owe just this obscene amount of money. Yeah. And the only when they all look at each other and cry and they say they have to sell the farm.
Right. Exactly.
And that's really not what's going on here.
No, the cow is not being led down the street. And I think that that's the important thing. And that's why I wanted to have Stacey on the show today, was to really talk about, you know, the fundamentals of it. And Stacey and I didn't want to get into this last piece because it does, you know, in depth, because it does affect such a small fraction. But I wanted to bring it up as a point of conversation because, again, it speaks to the, you know, how we can get our eye off the ball in terms of legislation in our government. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get Stacey's opinions on the impact of the federal estate tax. This is Debbie Whitlock, and you're listening to Femme Finance on the I'm Thankful Network. She's going.